Last week, our gospel had a bit of a vacation theme as the Lord invited his disciples to come away by themselves to rest a while. And if you remember, that was tough to do. Jesus going out to that deserted place, the people were already there. He looks upon them, and he thought that they were like sheep without a shepherd. And St. Mark tells us that he began to teach them many things. This week, even though it's a whole different gospel, we're now in the Gospel of John, we see a similar scene. A vast crowd of 5,000 before Jesus. There are many needs and they are hungry. Only now, Jesus not only teaches, but he begins to show that he has a plan, he has power, and he has providence that can provide for any human need. What's more, in this gospel, we see the vocation to which he invites each one of us to work with his plan, his power, and providence. First, the plan. From the start of this chapter of John 6, and we're going to be reading it now for the next 4 weeks, it's pretty clear that Jesus is in charge. John tells us that Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee, he went up the mountain, he sat down. And long before the people even say that they're hungry, Jesus points out that need. He says, "Philip, where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He raises that question. John tells us he raises it to test Philip, because Jesus himself knew what he would do. In other words, God has a plan. And how good that is to know. You know, Jesus is one who sometimes makes us uncomfortable. Oftentimes in our own lives or in our family, certainly in our family here of St. Patrick, there's lots of issues. There's lots of elephants in the room, if you will. And so often we hide, we put them under the carpet. We don't bring them up, or we dodge, play games. Jesus Christ is not afraid of elephants. In fact, he calls them out. And long before this vast crowd even knows they're hungry, he's ready. He's ready to provide for this need. He has a plan. How important we know that. What's more, he has power. And it's how Jesus uses his power that's so interesting. In none of the Gospels does Jesus wave a magic wand or even his hand. But rather, over and over again, he uses people. He gives his power to people so that he may work through them. So he says to Philip, "Philip, what do you think?" He calls Andrew, says, "Well, there's a few loaves and fish." And then there's the little boy who had those loaves and fish. You see, God's power is not that of a genie in a bottle. But God's power always invites our cooperation. St. Augustine taught, God who created us without us will not save us without us. In other words, his plan is real and his power works through us. Each of us is necessary and willed. We all have a part to play. Sometimes when I pray with this scripture, I often wonder of that little boy. How do you think he felt? If he was the only one with the food, and Andrew comes over, uh-oh. Are we willing to allow Jesus Christ to take the little that we have so that his power may use it for the good? Finally, his providence. God provides. And while his providence is always enough, there's 7 wicker baskets left over. There's always something more. At the end of this gospel scene, they claim him as a prophet. But Jesus really wants them to know him as Lord. And there's still a ways to go. There's something deeper. There's something more. More than even a miracle of loaves and fish. Over the next 4 weeks, we're going to see that more unfold as we read the whole of John chapter 6. It's going to get more dramatic. Jesus is going to call out more elephants. And he's going to demonstrate in even a more beautiful way how his plan, his power, and his providence are for real. I'm a fan of Christian music, and there's a African-American gospel singer that I woke up to this morning because I thought of his song as I was thinking of this homily, and I thought I would not sing it for you. You can do that on the way home. Alvin Slaughter. Look up Alvin Slaughter. God can. When you can't move the mountain that's standing in your way, I came to tell you God can. I said, God can. And when you can't turn the darkness into the light of day, I got good news for you. God can. God can. When you can't find the answers to all your doubts and fears, God can. When you are needing someone to wipe away your tears, God can. God can do more than you could ever ask or think. He holds all power in his mighty hand. And when you can't see your way, just remember this, my friend. God can. When you can't change your past and you can't heal your broken heart, God can. When you can't find courage to make a brand new start, God can. When you are at your weakest, he'll fill you with his strength. For it's not by might, but by his Spirit that we do all things. You can face the future when hope is in his hands. I have a God who can do anything, who is still King of Kings, who is able to do above and beyond what you could ask him to. God can. I think the question for us is, do we believe that? Do we believe that God can? And then the second question is, do we want him to? Will we give God permission to do what he desires to do?